I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. A few weeks ago, I used this program to give a glowing review to a new book called Complete Guide to Slow Pitch Softball. After that review appeared, I heard from a few people wondering if there were other worthwhile books on slow pitch softball. That caused me to peruse my library. I've always wanted to use the word peruse. And I did find another book that's worthy of mention. I have several other slow pitch books that are either too old to be much good nowadays or just don't have anything but the most basic information in them. The book I'm going to talk about this time is called Serious Slow Pitch Softball, The Ultimate Improve Your Game Guide. The authors are Jim Ramsey and Gene Smith. It was published in 2003 by Softball Magazine. Jim Ramsey is, or was when the book was written, a news writer and producer for the NBC TV affiliate in Charlotte, North Carolina, and a contributing editor to Softball Magazine. Gene Smith is the publisher of Softball Magazine, and both Jim and Gene are quite active as slow pitch players, too. If you look for this book at Amazon.com, you'll find it listed as an out-of-print collectible at a price of $43. A bookstore in England has a copy for £70. That's about $115 American. But if you really want a copy, buy it from Alibris.com, that's Alibris, where it's about $17. And if they've sold out, try calling 877-453-3711 to get a copy directly from the authors. Okay, let's take a look at this book. First, it's a lot smaller than the book I reviewed last month, with only 120 pages, as opposed to 320 pages, and there's no DVD included. Still, I think the book is worth checking out, especially when compared to most books about softball that have come out in the last 20 years. Here's a quick run-through of the chapter titles. Each chapter begins with the word improve your, and then the topics. Improve your swing mechanics, improve your mental approach to hitting, and so on. With thoughts on getting older, tips on team organization and practices, how to win more games, coaching, your reputation, your attitude, equipment tips, notes on pitching, catching, playing infield, playing outfield, improving your arm strength, improving your leg strength and your stamina, and keeping your home life humming while you're doing all of the above. The section on bat selection is obviously outdated, since the book is 8 years old and therefore can't discuss any bat that has come out in the last 8 years. But the rest of the book, I think, is worthy of your consideration. There's a lot here about mental attitude and realizing that softball is just a part of your life. I know a lot of players who should probably read that chapter a time or two. The chapters on position play are solid, and a lot of the tips and tricks discussed here I have not seen anywhere else. And though the book has just 120 pages, it is still tightly packed with information. After 8 years, I think it's about time for a second edition with an updated bat section. But until that happens, this book is a good read, and I do recommend you add it to your library if you're at all into reading about our sport. Thanks for listening. For more slow pitch softball articles on such things as how to set your batting order, infield and outfield tips, how to pitch, and more, visit slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.